Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. There's been a couple of very welcome theatre pipe releases recently, and today I'm going to sample those delights for you. The first release is from Britain, and it pairs a music teacher from South London, Mark Laughlin, with the Compton in the St John Vianney Church in Clayhall, Essex. This is his arrangement of Ray Noble's Cherokee. Cherokee, one of 15 tracks of music by British composers on the new release by the Cinema Organ Society, recorded and produced by its Southern District Secretary, Damon Cox. The Clayhall Compton, complete with its electrostatic mellotone, is originally from the Ritz Cinema Nuneaton and has been rarely recorded in its new location, so this new release is especially welcome. Mark includes compositions by no less than 5 theatre organists from the past, including this Fun and Frolic by Sidney Gustard.
Thank you.
Fun and Frolic, Mark Laughlin and the St. John Vianney Clay Hall Compton, from a new release entitled Just Compton. Top marks go to both organist and producer, both for the unusual choice of playlist and for the playing and reproduction quality. At present, it's only available as a download from Amazon, with iTunes release planned for the future. And so to the second release, which has just been announced by the American Theatre Organ Society. The 2018 Los Angeles Convention was held at the end of June, the highlights of which have been issued on a 2-CD set. I'll dip into CD 1 for my first track, George Gershwin's Summertime, played by Jelani Eddington during his concert on the Wurlitzer in Old Town Music Hall, El Segundo. Jelani shared that Old Town Music Hall day with Ron Rode, and I'll be playing one of Ron's tracks shortly. The second of the convention opening concerts featured Detroit keyboard maestro Pierre Fracalanza and the Wurlitzer in the Truesdale Castle Plasencia, a venue realised by its late owner Bob Truesdale as a studio for recording and intimate concerts. That day the place was jam full, and with good reason. Here's Pierre accompanying himself on a pre-recorded piano track of Cole Porter's I'm in Love Again. Thank you. back to the Old Town Music Hall and Ron Rhodes' final public concert before retirement. Well, maybe. I have heard rumours that he may play one or two more concerts. But in any event, this is a medley of Sigmund Rumbaugh's Auf Wiedersehen and Noel Coward's I'll See You Again. Auf Wiedersehen and I'll See You Again from Ron Rhodes' emotional farewell concert. Due to some questionable convention planning, some concerts had to be cut short with little notice, and unfortunately Chris Elliott's closing performance on the Founders Church Wurlitzer on the final encore day suffered that fate. Chris chose, as his second number, Mack Gordon and Harry Revel's theme from the 1937 film Wake Up and Live.
Thank you.
Wake Up and Live, Chris Elliott and the Wurlitzer in Founders Church, Los Angeles. ATOS conventions are split into an overture day, a main event of 3 to 4 days, and an encore day to close. And the closing concert for the main event was the privilege of a recent Young Organist Competition winner, Justin Lavoie, who has rapidly made a name for himself on the American concert circuit. Justin approved many of his selections for the CD production, making it more difficult to choose around 12 minutes for release. Fortunately, he approved this sparkling arrangement of That's Amore. That's Amore, Justin Lavoie and the new Wurlitzer installation in the Art Moderne Vic Lopez Auditorium of Whittier High School, which was completed only a month or two before the convention. As the closer for today's Hot Pipes, I've chosen David Gray's opener for his 2018 ATOS convention concert on the X-Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer that has been entertaining the Disney patrons in its flagship theatre, the El Capitan on Hollywood Boulevard. Being around a quarter of the size of the Fox, the acoustic of the El Capitan can't match the Fox's rolling sound, but it's still a wonderful experience in the flesh. Here's Simon Glethill to introduce David's concert.
Please join me in giving a massive welcome to David Gray.
Thank you.
The Flatfoot Floogie with a Floy Floy, which was Slim and Slam's first and biggest hit song back in 1938. David Gray and the El Capitan Wurlitzer. Six tracks from the American Theatre Organ Society's 2018 Convention Highlights double CD, for which I had the pleasure of the post-production work of editing, programming and mastering, and which has just been released for sale. And that's it from me for this edition. Until the same time next week, it's bye-bye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.